Pleased to meet you again. My name is Gloria. This is the ICA, the department. It's the ICA time. We are here in the ICA. It's the Peru country which have the 24th department. And ICA, it's one of them. The north is the Lima, the capital. The south is the Arequipa. The black line is called the Panamericana Highway. And the region, it's called the coast. Dry, sunny all the year. The following is the mountains, and the next is the Amazon River, okay? And ICA have the 5 provinces. It's Chincha, it's Pisco, ICA, Palpa, and the Nazca. 2 hours later, you arrive the Nazca City. ICA is a Yunga language. ICA meaning river or lagoon. And the red point identifies the San Gray Cemetery or San Hercules place, for example. There are many, only San was represented. So 5 civilizations, before Christ and after Christ, or before Jesus, after the Jesus. Inca period and the pre-Inca period. In the ICA, today I talking about only the 5 cultures. There were many cultures in all the Peru, but specific in ICA developing 5 civilizations. BC is Paracas.
Preserved.
Yes, the first preserve. Yeah. So the weather is dry, and inside the ground and the underground is dry too. Yeah. So it helps to preserve. Helps to preserve. It's very important. So the many archaeologists in the different countries arrive to the Peru, especially to the ICA, to study the different cultures, for example, to make the practice the different. Today they are 36 aqueducts. The one aqueduct is one irrigation canal. And they were built 500 years after Christ by the Nazca civilization. Incredible. Still the farming used them to irrigation the field. So the canal is underground. And in this way, 7 meters deep or more intersected the table waters. The table water is necessary for the rainfall in the highlands. And in this way, infiltration and lower to the coast and finish in the Pacific Ocean. Is the water circle, el ciclo del agua,
water circle.
So it's irrigation. So in the Nazca people, the river is dry, but today the aqueducts bring water. So in the Nazca city, the local piazan called Puquios. The Puquios is a natural spring. It's a Quechua word and means natural spring. Probably the old Peruvian Nazca, they knew or they discovered this table water. The table water arise and fall in the surface like a small lake. So it was the evidence there was water. So in this way they made a canal and conduced, you know, this water to irrigation the field. 36 underground canal and the open dish canal. The canal was closed underground to the coast. Flagstone and Guarango tree, and every 10 meters or 20 meters, they left a window. And in this way, the person go inside, or the old Piazan Nazca, no, go inside and go over another window and to clean it inside, to keep in good condition.
You will see that tomorrow. Yeah. When
you can touch the table, the water in here.
Yeah.
There is the Nazca line. Yes, the Nazca line. Yes, which started in the Palpa and finished in the Nazca town. Cover an area of 350 square kilometers. The surface look like the rocky land. Only they remove the old Peruvian. The technique or the method is called low relief. They remove one by one to the left side, to the right side. The first layer was removed, careful, only 5 centimeters deep, no more. Maybe they were one generation, another generation, a group of family, another group of family, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it depends. But they draw the Nazca line. They have the old Peruvian Nazca, they have a large rope, not to give the same measure, or like a large stick. It sure there was like a guy who supervised this hard master work. And it sure too, they have a model, like behind you, like the monkey, like the killer whale, like the spider, to represent in the big scale. So they are called lines and figures. So they are more than 10,000 lines, and approximately 70 figures, 7 and 0 figures. The large figure is called flamingo, the flamingo bird. It can reach 300 meters large, while the triangle can reach 8 kilometers and on the line.
And yes. Animal in A on the broken leg.
Yes. And from the Pan Americana Highway, you will see 2 figures. The guarango tree, or called in English the carrot tree, and there is the hand with a knife finger, for example, and the knife finger in the monkey, for example, too. So the knife finger was connected, probably with a fertilizer. After the 9 months, is the woman have a baby, for example. And after the 9 months, the river, which we located from the highland to the coast, no, it bring water or lower water in the summer. After the 9 months in here. Maybe the Peruvian Nazca, they knew that, so represented the knife finger. No? And why don't it rise still now? It's the environment. There is a few wind, and it's sunny all the year, and the rain fall in the Nazca city, in the Palpa, in the Ica, if the rain fall, it's 30 minutes per 1 year. So it's a few. So it's dry, completely dry all the year. The wind, it's a few, so don't write a figure. And look like the rocky land, so the smallest stone contain the iron, the mineral, so it's preserved. And why the old Peruvian Nazca drawing this enormous design? Why? Probably the different theory said all these figures, you know, transmitted a messenger to the god or the god who live in the heaven, and in this way the god retribution the Nazca people with a special good harvest, fertile life, for example. Or they were sacred line is another theory. Or maybe it was a great calendar by agriculture purpose, according to the Mary Reich, the German woman, she said that, connected with the agriculture purpose. Or the recently theory said it was, they show appointed table water. The majority spoke or talking about the table water and fertilizer. The main problem was the water in the Nazca city, and they give solution. They believe figure was connected, were connected with the water core, for example. It's the knife finger, for example, in the monkey. When the Nazca line were discovered in the 1927 by one Peruvian archaeologist. The next year later, Mary Ray heard about the Nazca line, and she decided to travel from the Lima to the coast, to the Nazca. But when Mary Ray arrived to the Peru, she went to the Cusco. In Cusco, she was like the teacher math. And one day when she was working, she introduced one needle, the cactus needle introduced in this finger. So it produced an infection in this left hand. So the doctor decided to cut the finger, and she only had 9 fingers. So when she arrived to the Nazca to study the Nazca line, she heard about the Nazca line, the figure, and she discovered the monkey. She discovered and the monkey had 9 fingers, like she. And she said, one day when I died, I want to bury in the Nazca city. She said, and today she is buried in the Nazca. It's a coincidence, it's a great coincidence. Nine fingers in the monkey, for example. No, this was a great coincidence. So it's connected maybe with the fertilizer, but it's only some parts of the land. But the next culture is called the Wari. After about it?
The colors are so bright.
The color?
Yeah, how they
preserve.
Yeah.
It's the weather.
Weather.
The weather. But remember, is this textile, all the textile were made 2,000 years ago, and there's no pollution in this case. It's maybe the first thing, no pollution. Today is pollution.
Ze hebben onder de grond gezeten, komt niets bij en het regent hier.
It's incredible, yes. It, but it's the weather. It's the important, the factor is the weather. If one day is the weather, the Ica chain, is rainfall, it probably is damaged. But while continue dry and sunny, it's continue for many times.
And in the case of Nazca, they painted before baking, and that makes the paint a lot stronger. That's why did you see the Nazca pottery? It is.
They're beautiful. It's a pottery. Yeah.
Bright
best
colors.
The color is like you saw, is mineral, is vegetal and animal. And to fix the color forever, use the acid plant. The acid plant, there is an acid plant, or sometimes the urine from the person to fix the color. So it's preserved. They knew about the, how made the textile, how made the pottery to make the, no, to cultivate the earth. No, they were excellent men in the old time.